This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Wayne Bell. Wayne writes the column Culture Club for FayettevilleFlyer.com. Wayne, welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
In the last year, Crystal Bridges has opened. There have been all sorts of entertainment options in Northwest Arkansas. Still, though, you think that there could be more?
Well, on the week of the Oscar nominations, I think a lot about what it would be like to have an independent movie theater here that wasn't regional or national, something that could show small pictures. And so that really does make me think about, you know, some of the things we are missing when we are so fortunate to have things like Crystal Bridges and things like that. You know, you do think about some things that we're missing, and that would be really nice.
Now, later this year in Fort Smith, there will be an independent theater opening.
Well, that's
kind
nice.
Of on the level of the Draft House in Austin, Texas.
That's nice. And Tulsa's got the Circle. And, you know, but it would be really great. There was a moment when the old movie theater on College closed that I thought, well, maybe that'll happen. And you know, now it's a gym.
I suspect that running an independent theater is not something that makes you rich.
No.
Certainly not right away.
It's a passion project.
Right.
And I don't think it would be ever really. I mean, what you would have maybe 2 to 3 good months around the Oscar time.
But perhaps documentaries.
Perhaps you could show documentaries
films,
and
classics.
Things like that. But, you know, you're not going to make Transformers or, Underworld money.
Okay, so you'd love to see an independent theater that brings in different kinds of films. What else would you like to see?
I'd love to see we don't have a shortage of flea markets, like in Tawny Town and on Huntsville and Fayetteville and things like that. But I would love to see a place like that that was booths owned and operated by Fayetteville craftsmen in Northwest Arkansas, craftsmen and people who make jewelry or paintings or clothing or whatever, because I feel like, you know, there's so much talent. If you do an Etsy search for Northwest Arkansas, there's so many craftspeople in Northwest Arkansas, a lot of clothing, a lot of knitters, things like that. And it would just be great if there was a place where you could go, like a central market that would support them.
Well, we do have places like Heartwood Gallery that's just down from the station here. It's a small, so you're looking for something that could be big.
Well, yeah, and where local artists could have affordable rent and rent a booth and maybe showcase their work and then, you know, sort of like a flea market. But, you know, there's a lot of local artists who would love to have a studio, or not a studio, but, you know, like a retail space, and they can't because the economy. So I think that would be really great if somebody would fund that project. much like the small theater.
Right.
You know, it's not going to make you any money.
Anything else that is on your wish list?
Well, I would really like a kind of a nice swanky jazz type club. I thought when Legacy Blues opened that might fill that void, and it does fill a void. It just doesn't fill that void. So
you're thinking more like what you might find in Manhattan or Kansas City.
Yeah,
small tables and
you know. We certainly have our share of places that I love. I love Smoke and Barrel and the Wine Cellar and things like that. But it would be nice to have a place that could really highlight some local musicians that weren't, you know, a band or weren't a singer-songwriter, but, you know, maybe jazz and blues, things like that. Did you have any that you'd like to see?
I would like to see, and there has been talk about this, and while I think the live music scene in Northwest Arkansas and on Dixon Street is great, you have George's, you do have Smoke and Barrel, if there could be a place that was just a little bit bigger, think Kane's Ballroom in Tulsa, so you can get a couple thousand people in there, and you could bring in some of the touring acts that maybe pass Fayetteville because there's not a venue that's quite big enough without being so
big. So are you
big.
Saying bigger than, like, George's?
Yeah, I think George's you can get a few hundred in. But, I mean, if you wanted to get a couple thousand people.
A couple thousand.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you could do Walton Arts Center, but that's a different.
Right.
But
I'm thinking.
Talking,
right.
Yeah.
Right. Which gets great acts, but I'm thinking, like, Magnetic Zeros are going to be in Tulsa. And that's a band that would probably be cost prohibitive for George's.
Mm.
but you really wouldn't want to see them in, say, Barnhill. They'd get lost in there. So something a mid-sized venue.
Well, they George's has had some acts there. I know we saw Ryan Bingham and we saw Punch Brothers, and those, you know, all sold out.
Right,
and it was very crowded. And
but you know, think of some of the people who might be on their way to South by Southwest who are going to charge just a bit more than you could recoup for ticket sales for a George's or a Smoke and Barrel.
Yeah, I think that would be nice. I mean, that we already have a independent bookstore, so I guess we've covered movies and film and art.
And you know, when you look at what's happened in the last just couple of years with Theater Squared growing and Crystal Bridges, and as I mentioned, this theater that's going in Fort Smith and things like that, maybe that will, and Legacy Blues at least several nights a week having live blues and live jazz, maybe some of these things will come to fruition.
Yeah, I am hopeful. I mean, making a list of what Northwest Arkansas needs is a little bit, you know, you're always going to have a list, but you have to also look at what you already have.
Right.
And we're so fortunate here.
Quickly, I also want to ask you, you saw Iron Lady this past weekend with Meryl Streep playing Margaret Thatcher. Your thoughts?
Great performance. We come to expect that from her, especially when she's playing a person, you know, a real person and not, you know, like a lighthearted comedy. Mm-hmm. The movie is very flawed. Very flawed. But she is Meryl Streep.
And I have to also ask you about the Grammys, which are coming up. I saw a commercial advertising on CBS, and it's Adele singing, and it's just all Adele all the time. We're wondering now, have they just kind of admitting that, okay, here's the person who's going to be
why not?
Grasping all these Grammys?
I think,
Grammys?
Why not? Because if she's selling records like crazy and she's talented, let's promote the thing that we know we're going to get. The bigger question regarding the Grammys, which I'm sure we'll talk about as they get closer, is whether she'll perform or not.
Whether she'll be able to physically because of her voice.
Her latest, I think her latest blog or something said that she's making progress and she's very hopeful that she will be able to. Because that would be a real shame to have all that momentum and potentially walk away with, you know, five or six of them and then not be able to perform.
Do you think people would be more interested in hearing Adele sing, or will be more interested in the Beach Boys singing to kick off their 50th year in music business tour?
Adele.
Okay. Thank you, Wayne.
Thank you.
Wayne Bell writes the column Culture Club for FayetteVilleFlyer.com.